Exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 27th, 2016. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I've got a lot of news and information for you. Tonight, we're going to be joined in the first hour by songwriter, singer, activist Robert Lloyd. And in the second hour, I'm going to be joined by Doc Green. We're going to be discussing an event coming up next hour that's happening in Austin, Texas. And do we have Robert Lloyd with me at the moment?
I'm here, Farron.
How are Looking you doing forward tonight, to being my friend?
Well, doing fantastic. When you called and said you wanted to talk about the subject we're going to be talking about today, I was all excited.
Well, I am glad to hear it. The website's thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And the reason I contacted Robert Lloyd, you know, we are in a situation unlike I've ever seen with the election process and what's going to happen on November 8th. We've got two very stark contrast of the direction that this country can go in. And I wanted to have Robert join me. And you may remember, everyone, a couple of weeks ago, I guess it's probably been a little longer than that, I played the song With Your Wings, and that is Robert Lloyd. And I've played several of the songs over the last year or so. In fact, I've mailed out some of the CDs previously, too. This is the gentleman. And before we get started on the subject matter, This is my opinion, Robert. I think that is one of the very best songs I have ever heard of any artist, and it is by far my favorite of yours. And you've got a lot of great songs, but that is a great song. I just want to commend you for your ability, for your skill, and for your talent. That is a beautiful song.
Well, Farron, you're too nice. Obviously, you've been talking to my mother again, and I don't know what's wrong, but I joking aside, when you told me this the other day that you really appreciated that song, as a songwriter, there's just nothing else a person would want to hear, because you want to hear where it affects people, and you know, we go years without hearing much of anything as we go through our songwriting career, and when one actually touches people, that means a lot. It's one of the most important things in my life is to have one of my songs touch someone. And as a friend and somebody that I really respect, that really meant a lot. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Well, to get us started, David Duke, as you well know, and we've discussed, and hopefully everyone listening to this broadcast knows, is running for Senate in Louisiana, and we're going to get to some of the hijinks that is being perpetrated on Dr. David Duke. But I wanted to give you the opportunity first just to tell the listeners how important you believe this election to be, or the difference that it would make to have Dr. David Duke, someone that has spent his whole life telling the truth. And I would love to get into some of, you know, the sacrifices this gentleman has had to make. But, how important it would be to have this gentleman representing not only Louisiana, but he would be representing all of us across America that have the same views and opinions and sees the same dangers that Dr. David Duke does. What does this mean to you?
Well, it means a lot to me. I'm not in Louisiana, and I've sent money to his campaign, and I will volunteer to help David in the coming months. As you have too, Farron, I know you've sent in money to him and his campaign and offered to help him. And that's the way we always feel. And people might ask, well, why would we be concerned about somebody from Louisiana? This is a national election. He would be one of of, let's see, we have two senators from every state, so he's one out of 100 of our senators in the U.S. Congress. That would be absolutely so important, and he would be representing not only the state of Louisiana, but his views are so important. They represent every one of us here in America that feels as he does, to where we're hurting as a country. We're not the great country we used to be, and when that great country was, that's debatable. But we certainly have lost many of the basic values, human values that we admire as Americans, being fundamental Christians, for instance. And I'm not ashamed to say that. That's becoming pretty old-fashioned to say you're Christian in this new modern world. Well, the values that we have as people, as family people, as men with kids and wives that value their children and raise their children in a good way, of even if you're not a Christian, you know, the traditional values, we all feel the same way. They're not being represented in Washington, D.C. right now, and we need a man from Louisiana that's going to represent everybody. He's going to represent the best for the state of Louisiana. But he's a good man, and we need somebody like him in Washington, D.C., and it's just a phenomenal thing for this occurred, how this has come about, this opening in the Senate, that he actually has a very good chance of winning. It's something we can't pass up. Everybody listening here, no matter what your state you're living in, or even outside the United States, you need to send money to David Duke's campaign, and this could be one of many victories. But we need to get this one victory in there. We need to get a Donald Trump victory too, even though Donald Trump has some issues. Maybe I wouldn't agree with 100%. But many things I do believe in the basic values that Donald Trump does project and help promote, and I think that would be good for the United States. But David Duke is actually one of us. There's hardly anything that I would disagree with David Duke on. His values are very sincere from the heart. It's for the good of everyone, no matter what color you are. David is a supporter of each race in America to be unique and protected and to grow. And he's something that we all need, no matter who we are. But as I'm a white man, for instance, well, I appreciate what he says, and I think he would be good for our country in the future, and we need somebody like him. We needed a Farron Schoaf in North Carolina, and Farron, you didn't win this time. But, man, I admire you that you got up and you ran for Congress, and hopefully one of these days you will gain enough support that maybe you'll get in next time.
Well, I certainly appreciate that, and I want to make sure, and I'm going to do this several times, DukeForSenate.com is where you go to donate, and the election, as everyone knows, is about 10 weeks away. He won't need the money so much 9 weeks from now. It's right now if you want to donate, And I'm glad you made several good points. You know, right now, Robert, we don't have, and I don't even know, and you can give your opinion, I don't even know when I had any representation in Washington, D.C. I mean, Ron Paul turned out to be a pretty big disappointment in many ways. I don't know when I've actually had any. There's none today that I know of that in Washington, D.C., in the Congress or the Senate, that represents me. And we one guy. And can you imagine waking up every day and David Duke having the bully pulpit and being able to expose the hypocrisy of this system with the power of a U.S. senator? I mean, it would be an amazing time. It would be a great first step. And it is the polls, if you're following this, and I know you are, but for those that maybe aren't, if you're following this, there has been quite a lot of polling done, and it has been very positive for David Duke, and in his history as running for office several times, usually the polling turns out to be about half. People that polled don't always say they support David Duke, but in Louisiana, when they go into the ballot box, it can be a much different story. So, I mean, it really, at the moment, from all indications, it's looking very, very doable for Dr. Duke, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. Of course, he's got very good support in the state of Louisiana. He's got name recognition. He has run before and been successful in the statewide elections. He was a state representative and a very good one. Another thing is, you and I can actually say we know David Duke, and so I'm here on your radio show promoting this guy. It's like, okay, I also promoted Donald Trump. I've never met Donald Trump. I have met David Duke. David Duke's been to my house. He's stayed in our second bedroom. He stops by, and the talks that we have over the coffee table in right in my home, he's the real thing. He's a real person. He's a man of values. He's not like he doesn't have some ad agency promoting what people might want to vote for and try to make him this person. He's not. He is exactly as he presents himself. You can listen to him every Monday through Friday on Rents Broadcasting at 11 a.m. on Eastern Time. He has an hour show. Great show. It is exactly who David is. He doesn't try to say he's something he's not. He's one of us. For those who have never met the guy and you're thinking, should I vote for him or not? I can tell you right now, I have met the guy face-to-face many times. In fact, I know David. He's actually a personal friend. And that means a lot to me that I can sit there and say to people, you do want to vote for this man. Here's his positions, and this is what he truly does believe, too. He's not just blowing smoke hoping that you're going to vote for him, but he doesn't really believe it. David believes in everything he does. He's a good family man. He has great kids. The kids love him. He's very much like the Trump family that way, where if you talk to David Duke's kids, his daughters just love their dad. And you have to be a good dad to get that type of support. And I'm proud to be David's friend. I'm very proud to be Farron Schultz's friend, too, to tell you the truth. For the folks listening here, Farron is who he is. When he talks, he is just saying that this is who I am, this is what I believe in. I'm a Christian family man, and I think you would appreciate these views, and it is exactly who Farron Schultz is. And so we need people to be looking at David Duke in this election. If you've never given money to an election and you're complaining about this country, it's not what you want it to be, but you've never given any money, not even a dime, and here you have David Duke, Dr. David Duke, running finally to represent you as a man of value, as a woman of value, of things you believe in that are good for your families. Here's your chance. Give $100. Give $1,000. Give $20 if that's all you can give. Most people listening right now could give $100. Many people could give $1,000 and even more. You could volunteer for his campaign. This is it, folks. I don't know who else is going to be running that might have a chance as good as this chance is. In the polls, he's looking real good. He's up against a lot of other people, but he's got so many more votes and name recognition compared to these other people. We have a really good chance of winning. It's a matter of money to keep his name in front of the public. And for him to campaign effectively, it does take money. We can sit there and say it's not important. Well, I'm just going to vote for the man. That's good enough. No, give him some campaign money so he can really get to the people. Give him his views to the common man, and the common man will respond and say, I will vote for Dr. David Duke.
Absolutely. And those that support this broadcast, I want you to send your donations from now to November 8th to David Duke, DukeForSenate.com. Any and all donations that come into this broadcast from tonight till November 8th and on, if he's in the runoff, which I think he will be, is going to Dr. David Duke. So if you donate to this broadcast, I will send it every penny from now until his race is completed. We'll go to Dr. David Duke. So if you normally donate here and you don't want to go to the trouble of Duke for Senate or whatever, If I get it, it's going to Dr. David Duke. We've got, and you know, it's also, and I wanted to get your opinion on this, Robert. It is this with the Trump phenomenon, with the Trump groundswell of support. It is the best time I've ever seen, especially with the internet, for David Duke to be in this race.
Well, if same way we could actually get Donald Trump as president, and then we would put in a senator like David Duke, you know, we wouldn't be in the perpetual war with those two people in politics. Donald Trump was initially for the Iraq war, if I remember his positions correctly. But he very quickly, after he looked at the facts, he reversed himself on there, and he said we should be getting out of the Iraqi war. And, of course, he's campaigning on that right now. David Duke, by the way, for people that don't know, David was correctly against the Iraq war from the very beginning. As it turns out, we were there for false pretenses. Saddam Hussein was not with the Taliban. Saddam Hussein did not have weapons of mass destruction. And we went in there, along with the United Nations, we put an embargo on the country of Iraq. And basically, we kept medicine and food supplies from the country of Iraq. What we were doing, we were killing women and children. We weren't killing the army, whether you agreed with their politics precisely. Of course, we probably didn't. But we're not Middle Easterners. We should have kept out of it. And we certainly didn't go in there under truthful circumstances. We went under false pretenses. And everything we went in there for, and we killed people, and it was all false. And that's a terrible thing that our kids and grandkids and great-grandkids are going to have to live with and have to fight a world that's angry against America now that went in there falsely. We should never have been in there, and we should be protecting America's borders. Instead, we're wasting trillions of dollars going in and fighting there in Afghanistan. So we need some fresh blood in Washington, D.C. David Duke would be that person. Donald Trump would be that person. And I hope it comes around here. The next 90 days is going to be maybe the most phenomenal 90 days in the history of American politics. We'll see what happens, but people have to give some money.
And you know, something else I wanted to make mention of, if you followed his books, if you followed his speeches and what he was saying, you can look up the YouTube videos. If you look at what Dr. David Duke was saying in the early 90s about the illegal immigration and mass migration into the United States and the changing of the demographics, dead on. I mean, he accurately predicted exactly what we're seeing happen and the reasons that we are having the racial conflicts of which we're enduring here in America today. He predicted well over 20 years ago.
Absolutely. And all you have to do is look at David Duke's nemesis in the New York Times and all these newspapers owned by people that we would never vote for, and they're people that we would not call Christian Americans, and they own the media, and they're all ganging up against David Duke. They don't want him in office. Why is it that they don't want him in office?
We're coming up on a break. Hold that thought for me. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Robert Lloyd. Stay with me.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio, joined by activist and songwriter Robert Lloyd, and we're discussing the David Duke campaign, DukeForSenate.com. And before we went to break, you were discussing, and I'm going to turn it back to you. But, you know, I've been covering this a long time. I've been covering the news for a long time, and I have never seen the Jewish-controlled media come out and slander and criticize and lie to the extent that we've seen since David Duke. Of course, the Trump campaign has exposed this, and he's received it as well. But nothing like David Duke. I looked it up, all of the headlines a couple of weeks ago, and I mean just KKK, Grand Dragon, using pictures from 40 years ago. I believe he has the mainstream media knees knocking together. They are scared to death of a David Duke in the Senate of the United States. Have you ever seen anything like the media, demonization of one man that David Duke has had to endure?
Well, it's amazing. It just exposes to the common man. You know, Farron and I, we know who owns the media. We know who owns the movie studios in Hollywood, the New York Times, the New Orleans Picayune, which thank God is finally drying up, and it's going to be a non-newspaper one of these days. Of course, they don't have anybody down in that area that reads newspapers much anymore. But the thing he's up against is he has good values, and the people that control these huge media conglomerates are not Christians like us. They don't have the same values as us. So they demonize anybody such as David Duke, who has values like the majority of people listening into the show right now, Farron, and listens to your your radio station up there in North Carolina. A lot of people don't realize it. Farron owns a radio station in North Carolina. The common man, what could go right up and down the list of beliefs that David Duke has, and they'd say, I agree with this guy. Then why am I being told he's such a bad guy? And the people that are being promoted by these the big newspapers and the TV networks and the movie theaters and magazines and stuff, these people, you ever wonder why we, well, I would never vote for that guy. How is he getting all this support? How is he getting votes when he doesn't represent people that I even know? People I went to school with as a young man growing up, people in my neighborhood, just a middle-class neighborhood I grew up in. We never thought about the way things are going right now with Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. We don't believe as those people believe in. And so why is a man that we finally have running for the Senate and we actually share his values, why is he put to us as some sort of evil man? It just shows you who is in control of America now, and it's not us Americans anymore. It's international people, that people that don't think nationally. I'm a nationalist because outside of my borders is really none of my business. We want to be good neighbors throughout the world, but we do not want to be the policemen of the world as we are now. We don't want to be in perpetual war as we are now. If at best, we want to pick and choose what we're going to fight over. And if we're going to give our young men in battle and they're going to risk their lives and many are going to die if they go into a war, we want to make sure that this war is something on behalf of America and on traditional values that we believe in. And that's not what we have right now in this world. David Duke is somebody that reflects our values. We need him in the Senate. And I'm, as a person from South Florida, I need David Duke as U.S. representative or U.S. senator of Louisiana. I need him in Washington, D.C. And I'm in South Florida, and he will benefit me. So I'm going to support him all I can.
Absolutely. Let me tell you this. We've had so much reporting went on in the last couple of weeks. And, of course, Donald Trump has come out and said that he's afraid the election will be rigged. How big a fear do you have that come this election, we're going to see more shenanigans like that? Here in North Carolina, Robert, if you can believe this, in 2013, we passed a voter ID law. And right here before the election, once again, federal judge has struck it down. And you can register to vote the day of the election without any kind of identification. I mean, it's a perfect recipe for voter fraud. I mean, they're actually perpetuating the ability to vote in multiple precincts. It is the absence of any common sense or logic, and that is one of my fears. November 8th or 9th or 10th, we're going to be sitting here looking at this massive voter fraud, especially carried out against Dr. David Duke or Donald Trump.
Well, you know, I agree with you 100% on that. You don't even have to have an ID now to vote in our elections. Everybody has to have an ID. You have some sort of ID. How can you be in America if you don't even have an ID? It just doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't make sense to have somebody that cannot be proven to be an American. How can we say this person should be allowed to vote? That's wrong. And you know something, fair, even...
Hold that thought for me. We're coming up on a break. We'll have a long segment after this. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Robert Lloyd. Stay with us. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, we're back on the alternative media, Farron in the studio, and we were talking about the ridiculousness, Robert, before we went to break, of them dismantling all the voter ID laws right here before the election. We've actually had some governors that are allowing felons to vote, and of course, federal judges, not only in North Carolina but other states, eliminating the ability to have to show an ID to vote. So go ahead and continue with your thoughts.
Well, I was going to say we have that problem. And then we, some years ago, we went to digital voting with these voting machines now, and we stopped the hand counting of voting. Now, I don't remember ever, and I've been on this earth quite a long time. I'm 64 years old. I don't ever remember people saying, we're tired of hand counting our votes. I don't ever remember a single person saying that. And then all of a sudden, we went to digital voting. How can we verify that the programs that count these votes are anything but rigged? We don't know. Even computer people, it would be very difficult to sit there and check every little micro that they have in these machines. Why did we ever leave the hand counting? The hand counting had people verifying every vote. Somebody else was looking over their shoulder, making sure every vote was the way it's supposed to be. We had a pretty good way of doing this for 200 years in our country, and all of a sudden we decided we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to do it by electronic voting. Now we don't know what's going on, and we can't verify it, and things don't look right to us at times, and we have nothing that we can go on.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just epitome of ridiculousness to have this situation. I say the inmates have taken over the asylum. And I wanted to make mention, when we talk about Dr. David Duke, for those that maybe don't know this, to those that have not listened to his broadcast or read any of his books, and the only thing they know is the demonization from the mainstream media, Dr. Duke promotes all races to be able to celebrate their history and their heritage. He promotes that all races should have the ability to work toward their advancement, like you see the NAACP or these organizations. But he opposes hypocrisy that the white race in no way, shape, or form is allowed to have these same rights or be allowed to celebrate their heritage or history. And I can say from my stint running for office, just go out and give speeches in front of the media and say that your European Christian heritage is being destroyed, and you will be labeled a racist. And this racist card that they pull out at every stop now to demonize and make you someone that you people shouldn't associate with, the fear mongering of he's a racist. I think, and I wanted to get your opinion, Robert, but I think that's becoming the tired old horse. I think everybody's, I think this kind of burnt out. I don't think it plays like it used to. I mean, people are seeing through this political correct absurdity. What's your thoughts?
Well, the name calling of racist and stuff like that, you get so tired of it. That's really only been a term that was brought up with the Marxists in the late 1800s and to use to demonize the white man. I mean, everybody should be a racist. If a racist means you support who your ancestry is, of course everybody is. You are, I am, Donald Trump is, Barack Obama, everybody in the world is. And you should celebrate your race, whatever it might be, whether it's mixed or not, whatever makeup you are, you should be very proud of that. And that includes white people, too. And it's very disappointing hearing this name-calling that goes on. But you know something, Farron, another thing about David Duke, when you think of race, the liberal left would try to paint David as some hate monger, and yet, I believe in my heart 100%, if David Duke would get elected to the Senate, a black person that has a true grievance about something going on in Louisiana, and they wanted to talk to his or her representative, they could talk to David Duke. And a black man could walk into David's office, and David would give him absolute respect, and he would listen to his concerns. If something was being done unfairly and it was within the power of a senator to fix it, he would do that.
Absolutely. I agree. I absolutely agree. And he'd be much more accessible than my current Senator Burr here from North Carolina. I don't have a senator that represents me in North Carolina, nor have I had one in my lifetime that I know of. Robert, we've got a caller, Harb from North Carolina. I'm going to put him on. He wants to say something to you.
Hey, Mr. Lloyd, how you doing this evening?
Doing real good.
Hey, I just wanted to cut in for 1 minute and say, hey, I've heard a couple of your songs that I really like on WDSL, and that's Going Back to Richmond and With Your Wings. I like both those songs. Are you going to have a new CD coming out pretty soon with those songs on there?
Well, I can always get you some music. Give Farron your address, and I'll make sure you get some of that music. I'm constantly writing and recording. I try to sell my music to various artists and stuff, successfully or unsuccessfully. And I do promote myself as an artist also. But it's people like yourself that call up this station, for instance, and say you really appreciate my music. That blesses me. Let me tell you, it makes everything worthwhile. And if you get to Farron's radio station, tell them you called today, give us your address, and I'll make sure I get you some music.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much, Mr. Lloyd.
Hey, thank you, Art. I think we've got one more call. Art.
Okay. All right.
Are you on, Art?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, glad to have you on.
Talking about this whole voter ID thing, here's what I think is absolutely hilarious. First of all, they will tell you that the law requires you must have identification. I mean, you can't get a job, you can't open a bank account, so many things you cannot do without an ID. But yet, here in Texas now, you know, in other states, they want to say you don't need ID to vote. Well, if you can't open a bank account, for example, without ID, doesn't it make sense that you should have ID to vote? But even, you know, but be that as it may, this whole argument that, you know, the Supreme Court comes out and says, the Supreme Court of Texas comes out and says that to require voter ID is discriminatory because some people may have experienced obstacles which prevented them from getting a voter ID. Wait a minute. How many years have you had to get voter ID? Don't hand me this line of crap. I'm not buying it. And besides, when it comes to counting votes, the last election cycle, the ballots were sent to a corporation in Spain to be counted.
That's true.
If they don't trust you enough to count your own votes, you honestly think they trust you enough to actually be able to vote? It's all a fraud. It's a scam. It's a sham. It's all bread and circus.
And in North Carolina, Robert and Art, in North Carolina, you can't buy Sudafed without an ID. I can't see this argument. I would be ashamed if I was black and I felt like I was ID challenged. You know, I'm ID challenged. I'm not capable of acquiring an ID. I'm ID challenged or I'm Hispanic. That's what North Carolina
is. They have a drug for that.
Go ahead.
Well, if I could say something on this, Farron and Art, we should be able to, as proper citizens here and representatives of, let's say, North Carolina, sir, if you don't know how to have proper identification, we don't want you voting. This is the whole idea. Somebody like you should not be voting, and we shouldn't be running away from that. We should actually say to somebody that can't get proper ID, you have no business voting in America.
And I wanted to pass this on. I interviewed my congresswoman here, Virginia Fox, a couple of weeks ago, and she said that at these colleges, everyone goes, you can check these counties that have a big college, and they'll actually have more people registered to vote than there is the population of the county, because those people can register while they're in college. Then they move, but they can come back and vote. And there's been times where there's more votes in a county than there is the population, and it's because the college students are voting twice. And so, I mean, voter fraud is rampant in this country. Go ahead.
Remember that one in the last election cycle in, I believe it was New Hampshire and South Carolina, dead people were voting?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, come on, anybody who's putting any faith in any of this is a bigger idiot than I am.
Well, it's sad. I mean, I know personally here from what happened in my election that the voter count was left a lot to be desired. In my little election across these five counties, you know, it's been exposed. But while we've got time, hey, thanks so much, Art. Thanks so much. I appreciate your phone call. Before we wrap this up with Robert Lloyd, he's going to stay with me to the top of the hour, and I've got Doc Green coming on next hour. But I just wanted to say again, DukeForSenate.com. I really feel like And Robert, I wanted to give you the chance to address this. I mean, if the people listening will sit back and take pause for a moment and just think about the fact that in most of our lifetimes, if the world carries on for another 10 years or so, the white race is going to become a minority in America. And just think about what that will be like for your children or your grandchildren. And the only hope that I see at the moment, the only hope of anyone that is wanting to turn this tide and has the guts to stand up and say so, is for sure David Duke, because he's not going to waffle and waver. And of course, Donald Trump's wanting to build the wall. My faith is a lot weaker in Donald Trump doing what he says. David Duke has always done what he said.
You know, again, like we said earlier in the show, Farron, if people listening right now really are concerned about the United States and the future of everybody here, and if you've never given money before in a election campaign, and you're not going to give money here, you know, really just stop the whining, because you're not going to do anything to help turn the tide anyway. But if you truly believe there's a better future that can be had if we get people like David Duke elected, you know, send some money for Kremlin. Send $100, $500, or $1,000. In the big picture in your life, that's a very small amount, but that money is going to go a long ways, and it's going to make a powerful voice for the election coming up. And once David is in the Senate, he'll have national attention all the time. First of all, the media hates him, so it's a story right there. But they're eventually going to hear the results of his work, and it's going to really start uniting people, and we're going to be represented properly. Then we will probably get other people come forward, and they can get elected too, because David will have set the pace for everybody else. We've got to get this done, and people have to send money.
What do you think about the fact this past week Hillary Clinton actually gave a speech and criticized heavily the alt-right, the alternate right, which is what most white nationalists, and I think it's a broad net now. I mean, it's the people that are sick and tired of the sellout Republican Party. It's the people that want secure borders. It's the people that stand for what you went down the list earlier. They're tired of the endless wars. But does that mean that we're gaining such momentum now? I mean, Daily Stormer is one of the most viewed websites, of course, Stormfront, that we're gaining such momentum now that actually Hillary Clinton gave a speech to criticize and demonize this movement, which I think is larger than it's been, at least in recent years. What's your perspective on that?
Well, it has to be getting bigger for them to address it, because normally the power of the controlled media is to keep us out of the discussion. And now if we have Hillary Clinton having to give speeches about what we're doing, that's a very good sign. I'm happy to hear that. You know, it's taken Donald Trump and his wall with Mexico and some you know, deporting or not allowing the Muslims to come in. I myself don't think any of the Muslims should come in. Their religion and our religion just will never mix. I don't want any harm to come to those people, but they shouldn't be in our country. You know, I have relatives in the city of Dearborn, Michigan. Dearborn, Michigan is just about a Muslim city. You know, that's Henry Ford's town. That's where Ford Motor Company put us on the map of the world, and here it is now a Muslim city. That's a shame, and Donald Trump was right on. He somewhat backed off on this on occasion, but he should just actually stepped up with this, and we have to be stopping this. You know, the terrorism is just, it's almost a weekly basis now. You want to live in this type of terrorist environment where we get on planes now and trains and everything. We're fleeced like common criminals. Is this how we want to live our life? We want to pattern ourselves after Israel and how they have to live in a military state. Well, I don't want to live in that environment, and we didn't have to until we had the wrong people take over our institutions, and now the world hates us so much we're a focus for terrorism. And you know, good people don't stand up and fight back. This is what happens. This is what we got. We almost virtually deserve what we have right now because we didn't fight back, and here's our chance to fight back.
You know, you bring me in mind, 449 people have been shot so far in Chicago. You know, since you were last on this broadcast, we've had all these police shootings, just unbelievable carnage in the streets of America. We are divided across racial lines, and I think that is the Zionist controlled media has perpetrated this purposely to divide us in many ways. I mean, Black Lives Matter should be considered a terrorist organization. It would be if it was being conducted in that manner by white people. It certainly would be. But you know, it gets me. Everybody is sick and tired and fed up with being sold out and continuing down these roads. And for the first time in my lifetime, we've actually got some people running that want to affect change. DukeForSenate.com. And I just wanted to give you an opportunity. I know we've got a break coming up, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to just address a little bit of the violence that has unfolded in this country since we last spoke.
Well, you know, the real war going on, we hate Iraq and
music. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Robert Lloyd. Stay with me.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I am joined by singer, songwriter, and activist Robert Lloyd. Robert, we've got about 4 minutes left. They are yours. Anything you'd like to say, anything you'd like to add. And again, the website, DukeForSenate.com. If you can make any amount of donations, now is the time. It's something we haven't said, and I wanted to say real quick, is they are attempting in Louisiana to keep David Duke out of the debates according to his campaign donations. They're saying he has to have $250,000 in donations or he'll be kept out of the debates. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, and I hear varying amounts. Initially we heard $200,000, then it went to $250,000. And it's amazing. It's a matter of if you have money, you can be heard. If you can't, if you don't have money, you can't talk. How did we ever get to that? This is the first time I've ever heard of anything like that. That's how crass this has all become. You know, and our country is so out of control. You know, we talk about the wars we have going on overseas. You know, but actually, in all fairness, there's more people killed in the city of Chicago since the start of the Iraqi war than have been killed in Iraq. And we don't talk about there's a war going on in South Chicago. You know, our country here in America has become the war zone. Every black and Hispanic predominant area is a war zone. You know, things are out of control. The police won't even go in certain areas unless they're heavily armed and backed up with various squad cars and stuff. And we're allowing this to go on in America. This is a tragedy. We need good representation in Congress again. We have a good man running. This is our chance to start turning this around. If you want to live in something that's just going to get worse for 20 years, or do you want to live in a place that in the next 20 years it's going to get better? This is your chance right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I really feel, I hate to say anything. I really hate to say anything negative, but if Donald Trump and David Duke lose, and we have to face a 4-year term of Hillary Clinton, the floodgates are going to be open. The Syrian refugees are coming in. The amnesty will be next, and the Second Amendment will be on the agenda as well. I mean, we may not recognize. I don't recognize this country hardly now. I can't imagine what it would be like 4 years from now with a career criminal, piece of trash like Hillary Clinton at the helm. I mean, it just boggles my mind that is even in the possibility, in the realm of the possibility of happening, but that's where we're at. I'll give you the last word. Hey, thank you so much, my friend Robert. We will do this again before the election, and thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really, really, really do appreciate it.
Well, God bless for having me on, and I love your show. I love Republic Broadcasting Network. By the way, I love the commercials on this network here. They're half the fun of listening in. And thanks for having me on. I'll be on again.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You have a great evening. That is Robert Lloyd. If you've listened to this broadcast, I've played several of his songs in the last year or so. Talented musician. And I can send some of the MP3s of some of his music. So just email me if you're interested, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com, and we will see what we can do. We're going to come back. We're going to run down some news. Then we've got Doc Green joining us at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media.